we tell like the truth we don't tell. Catch up to us like a runner in a relay. They relay to us the mysteries of our lives, the very things we've been running from but oh so desperately need. The truth is like planting a seed, giving birth to an intellectual universe where intelligence and spirituality combine to form understanding. Understanding this, I've made a decision. The first incision in a mind surgery that was long overdue. I put myself on the waiting list. Refused to acknowledge the knowledge that was readily portraying itself to me. Beckoning me to see the errors of my ways before I descended into dark days of discontent. I'm spent. At the end of the rainbow, only to find out that there's no pot of gold. It was taken by folk who could make up their minds and decide that it was time for the dark to resign and a new light to shine. This is all too familiar. A similar scene. A time that has been repeating itself again and again and again. I suppose I didn't learn it then, but now? Now is always an opportunity to start. To go above and beyond and outside of ourselves in order to find our rainbow for true. And a pot of gold too. Cause now is all we have. The ability to be present in the present. Embrace the essence of life in this single moment. Cause this is it. This moment has the power to change our lives forever. It all boils down to choice. The choice to recognize the truth when you hear it or deny the truth when you know it. Cause words can be like oceans of truth, baptizing you in love and serenity. Doesn't necessarily have to hurt unless it's worth hearing. Cause those who don't hear do feel. And those who aren't feeling aren't necessarily hearing you. Words of wisdom, found myself in situations that didn't suit me. Eventually had to separate from all that I knew in order to find a better. And then, that truth I was oh so desperately running from sat right down next to me and forced me to see. Prized my eyes wide open until I realized it was never ever as bad as I thought it would be. In fact, it set me free, allowed me to see the errors of my ways for the first time, gave me license to align with the true essence of myself and my existence. Understanding this truth is now my life force, my energy, my only way of communicating. I tell it like it is. I no longer fear the consequence because I know that I'm speaking in truth and in love. So, speak your word. Speak your words very, very carefully. Make sure it holds divine meaning and energy. So speak your word. Speak your words very, very carefully. Make sure they hold divine meaning and energy. Speak your word. Speak your word.